they say, please, 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 mm-hmm. please, please, please. And you finally say, okay.
And when they called me, I was like, I hope they're not trying to scam me.
You're a superstar. Did you know that?
And we're there to solve the problem. They call us for a reason. And sometimes they just want somebody to, they want to be heard. They want somebody to listen to them.
When you're talking, you get to tell people what you know. But when you listen, you get to learn more. So
school, work, baby. School, work, baby.
What are your goals? Where do you want to go?
But I still don't splurge. I haven't found out the way to splurge yet. So I'm going to get there one day.
Welcome to my show of ordinary people doing extraordinary things, where we hear from regular people who got tired of living their ordinary lives and were not afraid to make that jump.
You gotta be different. You can't be doing what everyone else is doing. You gotta create action. You gotta create momentum. So I'm looking for demand and I'm looking for mentorship because I wanted to know everything my mentor knew.
People who are just like you and me. How you doing? David Price here with another episode of Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things in Orlando, Florida. If you see something that you like, please hit the thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, and hit that little bell so you get a notification every time we make a video. Also, if there's something you want to see, put it in the comments. Or if you have any questions, please put it in the comments. We'll get back to you, answer as many questions as we can, as fast as we can, and make any kind of videos that you request, right? This is about you helping the new insurance agent. I'm super excited to have a special guest today. I have Ashley. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. So you just drove in from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? What part of Mississippi do you live?
Jackson.
Okay. What's that like?
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah. The crime horrible. The water horrible.
But that's home.
It's home.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about moving out of Mississippi at some point?
Mm-mm.
No. I remember it was... what's the actor's name? He lives in Mississippi. And somebody said, Morgan Freeman. He lives in Mississippi. And someone asked him, like, Morgan, you could live anywhere in the world. Why do you live in Mississippi? He says, I live in Mississippi because I could live anywhere in the world.
Right.
I thought that was really cool. So,
yeah, I'd rather build up my own city.
Build up your own city.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, super pumped to have you. How you liking the weather here?
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah, it's like the best weather right now. You missed the hot. So it's,
I don't like the raccoons and stuff, the bugs and all of that, but I do like the weather.
They don't have any bugs in Mississippi? I guess not in Jackson. Jackson's like a city, right?
Well, I don't really go outside. So yeah, Jackson is a city.
So you're a stay-at-home mom, you got two kids, you're selling insurance on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely crushing it. You issued over $30,000 in business last month. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's your secret?
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Yeah, keep the faith.
Keep the faith. And I love that you don't even focus on the money part.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No, I don't focus on the money part.
Do you used to focus on the money?
I did. But when you focus on the money, it never really comes.
It's good that you said that. I used to tell insurance agents all the time when they get started that you're too focused on making money. Mm-hmm. Start figuring out how to help people and then the money will come.
Right.
So how long did it take you to figure that out?
Well, I figured it out at first, but then I lost my way. And then I just came back to it probably a couple of months ago when I came here. That's when I brought it back to me. I need to start helping more people.
Awesome. I love it. You know, welcome to the team. It's been 4 months you've been over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you liking it so far?
Oh, I love it. I love being able to talk to everybody, like not just in Mississippi, not just down south, but everywhere.
Was it when you made the decision, was it hard for you to make a decision to come on over?
No.
It was easy. Mm-hmm. You knew it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So let's backtrack a little bit. So you grew up in Mississippi, right? You went to high school in Mississippi. You said you tried some college, right? You mm-hmm. said you did about a semester in college.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like 1 degree shy of an associate's degree, okay. Right? So I was just like, I don't understand what this is for. I just stopped one class away from my associate. So I definitely understand. And obviously we're doing great without college. And then you became a preschool teacher.
Yes.
So tell me about that, because I think that takes a special kind of person, a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a lot of patience involved. I would say for the most part, it's a lot of love involved. And it was a lot of time, you know, taken away from my kids. But I was able to give it back to the community because I'm always big on helping people. So if I can help my little people, that being God was going to bless me. And if I can help, now I can help my seniors. And not just seniors. When you do it from 31 days old, I can help everybody. And also help my family.
Awesome. So did you always want to help people? Was that something?
Yeah.
So since you're young, mm-hmm. you're still young, right? You're 25 years old.
Yes, 25.
Right. So, I mean, you're a baby, right?
I am.
You have so much ahead of you. So it's so good to see somebody that found this niche and found something you're really good at. You know, it's one thing to want to help people. It's another thing to be good at helping people. Right. But it's also nice when you get compensated so well for helping people. So how does it feel? I mean, you make pretty good money for a 25-year-old.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good not having to, you know, penny pinch or not having to tell my babies no. It feels really good, you know, just to go out and be able to do stuff and not worry about where it's coming from.
Now, was it always like that for you?
No. No. I was a teen mom, so I got pregnant at 16. So okay. I had my baby in 10th grade.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that must have been hard.
Yeah, I had to grow up really quick. So it was basically, I had to finish high school. So it was basically high school, you know, school, work, baby. School, work, baby. And I told myself that I missed out on so much of her childhood that I got two kids now. I was not missing out on anymore.
So when you first had the baby, right, you're in high school, did you have some help from your parents or?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of help from my mom.
You did? Okay, that's mm-hmm. awesome. And then financially, how was it?
I had some help from my husband. Well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but I had a lot of help. Him and his family was a big help as well to that.
Okay, awesome. Okay. And then, but obviously things are still kind of tight, right? Because you're not taking money from other people, right? Like I feel like now that it's your own money,
mm-hmm.
right? You could spend it like you want to and
like
and
you
spoil
want to.
Like you
yeah.
want to. So,
but I still don't splurge. I haven't found out the way to splurge yet, so I'm gonna get there one day.
Awesome. So you're selling on the phone. Mm-hmm. So have you ever sold in the field or in person?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
So that's how you started?
Pretty much. I do a lot of events and I like to go out and meet people. I'm a people's person. So okay. I like to go out and meet people. It don't matter if it's over the phone or if it's at Walmart, anything. I'm going to meet you and you're going to know what I do because hey, when you say hey back, I'm going to introduce myself.
So could we do some role playing?
Okay.
Okay. So we're in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking past you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. What's your name?
My name's David.
Okay, David. David, what you do?
I work in insurance.
Oh, really? Me too. Me too. What's your insurance company do you work with?
Allstate.
Allstate? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I would love to go over with you with some information that we have to offer. What's your commission level?
I'm just an employee. I just make $10 an hour.
$10 an hour?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I mean, you know, it's okay. It pays some of the bills.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, if I can tell you that you could make more money in less time, would you take it?
I mean, I would always like to make more money in less time.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, David, I'm going to send you some information and you can just check it out and then text me back or call me and let me know what you think.
How are you going to send it to me?
I'm going to send it to you through the phone.
Awesome, awesome. So that's it. So you're stopping everyone and you're telling about this opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you hire a lot of people like that?
I bring a lot of people on like that. I bring a lot of people. I really just got into, you know, bringing people on under myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just introduce them to the company. Like I never really saw the bigger picture.
Okay.
Of bringing people up underneath myself until I got over here.
Got it.
Like, that's when I knew I need to build, you know, I need to start building.
We're set up to build, absolutely. So that's awesome. So you know, it's another trick that I do like that is I like to bring people into my social media world, mm-hmm. right? So I have solar people come to my door and they sell me solar. So you're a solar guy? Come on in. And they're always so confused. Like that was easy. Like, were you waiting for a solar guy? I was like, yeah, of course I was waiting for the solar guy. Come on in. And, you know, we sit, they talk. I let them pitch me this and that. And then I said, are you on Instagram? Like, yeah. I said, oh, cool. Let me follow you on Instagram. Let's follow each other. And that way, you know, they start seeing my world and seeing what I do, right? So instead of just sending them information, you know, because I want them to see my lifestyle,
right?
I want to see what I'm doing, right? You want to see somebody see that you're making over $10,000.
Right.
On the phone as a mom with two babies, you know what I mean? With that freedom, like you want people to see that all through social media.
I know. I know I need to start on that.
So it's okay. You're 25. Like, listen, 25. You're way ahead of me. So that's a little tip. So awesome. So all right. So now you got your insurance. You went from preschool, teaching preschool, to getting your insurance license. How did you find out about insurance so young? Because I apologize if I keep calling you young.
Oh no, I'm fine with that.
I wish I knew how to get insurance when I was 25 years old.
I'm fine with it. So it was one of my mentors. She was over Primerica.
Okay.
Nothing against Primerica, but it wasn't for me.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not going to do that right now because it's not for me. That's not what I want to do. So a couple years went by and some told me, hey, you need to go get your life insurance license. And I went and got it. I went and got my life, health, and accident. And then a week later, COVID hit.
Oh, okay. Wow.
A week later, COVID hit. And what was the best time to get your insurance license?
COVID.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. Because everybody knew they needed
it. Right before, though.
Yeah, right before.
Trying to get it in the beginning door, it took a long time.
Yes, right before COVID. And I was like, well, that was a blessing in disguise. Uh-huh. Because people now have to go through, you know, well, I guess since COVID is over, people don't have to do so much now. But, you know, they had to do so much when COVID was in, right. Trying to prevent from COVID. So I think transitioning over, it was really a blessing in disguise.
And the first, so you start with Prime America or they just, no. So you start with Lincoln Heritage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so who was it? How did they recruit you into Lincoln?
Well, they recruited me to Lincoln over Facebook.
Okay.
You know, all this time, you know, unemployment, all of that, you really couldn't work. And the daycare that I was working for shouldn't have.
Right.
So I saw this ad on Facebook and it was like, hey, you know, come do this, come do this. And somebody gave me a call. I thought it was fake.
So it was like a paid advertisement on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was fake. And when they called me, I was like, I hope they're not trying to scam me. But I went to it and I did it and I liked it, but I couldn't help the majority of people.
Right.
And that's something that I always wanted to do. The biggest thing to me is I don't like telling people no over the phone. Mm-hmm. No, I can't cover you. I don't like doing it.
Got it. So you're at Lincoln for, I guess it wasn't long, right? Because COVID.
It's 2 years.
2 years. Okay. And then what was your best month? You're successful over there, right?
I would say that, but my biggest month was 12,000. About 12,500.
So, okay. And last month you did over 30,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that's
a bigger change.
That's a big change. So what do you think changed that you went from 12,000 to 30,000 in a month?
My mindset, my leadership, my growth, the way that I, you know, observed everything. A lot of that changed.
You're a superstar. Did you know that?
Well, thank you.
You are. Absolutely, man. So I'm really pumped. You know, you're just getting started in the business, just getting started in life. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just getting started in life. And it's good that you recognize that, because when I was 25, I thought I had everything figured out. And I learned so much and I gained so much and lost so much since then. You know, I say I wish I had my license when I was 25, but I think I would have messed everything up. So I'm actually glad I didn't, because I probably wasn't mature enough. It was like, I think it was like Spider-Man when they said, like, you have this power that you have to, you know, be responsible with. I don't think I would have been responsible with the power. So you're killing it. What do you think your secret is?
I put people first.
Like, how are you so like you're like in this whole another level? Like, you got like an old soul. Like, anyone ever told you that?
Yeah, I get that a lot. But I put people first. It doesn't matter about me. I put myself on the back burner and I listen to what they have to say. And I listen because basically we're problem solvers.
Right.
We're problem solvers. And we're there to solve the problem. They call us for a reason. And sometimes they just want somebody they want to be heard. They want somebody to listen to them. And that's what I found myself doing the most, is that I was listening to them. And they have been through so much pain. You know how they say that, you know, you think your life bad, you mm-hmm. should, you know, take a look at somebody else's life. Well, I just sit there and listen. And that's all they really want, is for you to listen to them.
That's good. Yeah, I noticed you're quiet. Yeah, I don't know if you're quiet, you know, because you're not around me a lot, but I notice you're quiet, but it's good, right? Because I always say when you're talking, you get to tell people what you know, but when you listen, you get to learn more. So, and again, it's so many new agents, when they're talking to the clients, they're just spitting out, talking. They're not stopping and listening to see how they could help. So it sounds like you got that one figured out. So that's awesome. So are you're recruiting insurance agents now? You're building a team?
I am. Currently, I don't have a lot of people up under me, but I'm going to get there because I say, you know, hey, I'm going to recruit five good people. If that five good people can recruit five good people, and then they recruit five good people, then hey.
Yeah, I don't doubt you're going to have an amazingly big business. I mean, you're a superstar. You're definitely doing some things in this business already, but, you know, just give yourself some more time. What are your goals? Where do you want to go?
It's not so much where I want to go, it's what I want to do.
Okay.
Like I said, when you asked me about my city earlier, I want to rebuild my city. So when I bring in enough, I want to start rebuilding my city. Cause right now, you know, everybody's living in poverty. There is not really enough good jobs out there that is actually paying them worth their time or anything like that. So I do want to build like daycares. I want to make more job opportunities, not even just for insurance, but I want to create more jobs.
I love it. So you're on a mission to help everyone. You're like Santa Claus.
Yes.
Almost.
Yes. I got a list and I'm checking it twice.
There you go. I love it. What are some like short-term goals for you?
My short-term goals is to earn $100,000 in 12 months. That's my short term.
I think issuing $30,000 a month, I think you're going to do that. No problem.
Yeah. It's already in the bag.
That's awesome. What would you say to like a brand new agent just getting started that maybe isn't having the success yet, or they're having some kind of issues, or they're second guessing their decision and they're thinking about going back to the 9-to-5 job or the $8 an hour?
I would tell them, you know, to keep the belief, you know. Always make sure that you believe in something and make sure you have a goal, you write it down. You know, you're going to have some hard times. Everybody getting knocked down, but you got to get back up.
Everyone gets knocked down, but you got to get back up. It's good, right? The kids do it, right? Yeah. The kids fall down all day long and they always get back up.
Yes, with a little, all you got to do is kiss it and they think it feels so much better.
So why do adults get knocked down and they just want to quit?
Because that's the way they make themselves. They want to. Basically, it's already in the back of their head. Like I always tell people, you are your biggest enemy. So you're basically most of the time fighting yourself. So if you just get yourself out the way, if you get you out the way, then everything else is going to fall in place.
Yeah, I feel like there's something, right? It just, I guess it's life experience or whatever it is. And they just, because children are the best salespeople.
They surely are.
Right? When you're at the cash register at the food store and they got the candy and everything right there and the kid wants the candy and they say, please, 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 mm-hmm. please, please, please. And you finally say, okay. Right? But as an adult, I don't want to bother somebody.
Oh, no.
I don't want to bother you.
Yeah. And my mentors really taught me a lot about, you know, you was taught so much, you know, not to be in grown folks' business, that when you really need to get in a business that you can't. You cannot talk to them the way you want to talk to because it's that level of respect. But they still called you for a reason, so you got to get in their business.
Absolutely. So you do a lot of outbound dials?
I do a lot of everything. Okay. Inbound, outbound, events.
How do you like the TV leads?
Oh, I love them.
Was that a game changer for you?
Yeah. I took two this morning before I got here.
They're addictive, right?
Yeah.
every agent that, yeah, I mean, they just... It's great. Like you just kind of live out your day and you see, oh, a TV lead. Yes, right. I'll take. Yeah. Yes, I will make the $1,000. Thank you. Yes. That's what it should say. It's like, would you like to make $1,000? Yes or no?
Yeah. Right.
Instead of, do you want the live transfer? Yes or no?
Right. Yeah, I took one this morning and she had actually called into another company. She said, you know what? She said, I really like you. She said, because nobody never gave me an option. Nobody never listened to me. All they wanted to do was make a sale.
Right.
And she said, I felt that. And she said, but you listened to me and you found out what I needed. That's what I was here for.
That, That's awesome. That's awesome. You're amazing. Your family's very supportive?
Very, yes.
Did they second guess you when you decided you insurance at first?
Oh my goodness. Yes, they second guessed me. Everybody second guessed me. You know, you don't have a real job. You work from home. You just a stay at home mom. But when it came down to everything else, I'm the one they call when they need help.
You're the one they call and need help mm-hmm. now. That's good. That's good. How does it feel?
It feels good.
It's got to feel great. Right? Yeah. I know I wasn't always the person people called for help or people counted on. So it definitely feels good that, you know, people know that they can count on you or and stuff. But I think that comes with like the personal development.
Yeah.
Do you like to read a lot of books?
Oh, I have a lot of books. I'm a big part on reading. Like my kids, myself, like I have this bookshelf in my house and it's nothing but motivational books or maybe like Bible verses books or something to keep them interested. So we're big on, you know, self-growth.
What's a book you recommend?
People Buy You.
People Buy You?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read that one yet.
Oh, you're going to have to. I haven't seen you my copy.
I'm going to order one as soon as this is over. So
yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, so many good things happening with you. I'm really pumped. I think that we're going to have you on the show again in the near future, celebrating some more like successes because you're absolutely a superstar. You're crushing it. But the beautiful thing is you're just getting started. So super pumped about that. Well, I appreciate everyone. That's another episode of Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things with David Price. Please remember, subscribe, hit that like button, and hit the little bell so you get notifications every time we put out a video. And if there's something you want to ask Ashley, put it in the comments. If there's another video that you want to see or something that you need training on, put it in the comments. We'll make a training video for you. Ashley, thank you for coming on the show. And thank you. Have a nice day. See you next time.